Hello and welcome back to Eagles Nightly. It is time once again for the best part of everybody's week.
Bird on a wire.
Where my man right here, Namdi Asomugha, picks a character from The Wire and compares he or she to a teammate or somebody related, tangentially, whatever, on this Eagles team. And today, we are going to go with one of the more interesting sort of side characters from The Wire.
Everyone that I know loved him. There's a couple of people that thought, you know, he was a boring character, but I thought that he had his place in The
Absolutely.
Wire.
Absolutely, and one of the more unique characters, I think, from The Wire. We're going with the bow tie himself, Brother Muzan. Tell us a little bit about what you know about Brother Muzan.
Brother Muzan initially was brought into as like a defense of the towers, right?
Right. He's brought into to protect the towers from Prop Joe.
Right, from Prop Joe.
For the Barksdale organization.
Right, and the comparison there with D'Amico Ryans.
Yes, to help import it, to help fortify the defense.
They're both these calm, you know, just like under fire, it doesn't matter. Like, they're calm and they're ready to attack, you know, no matter what. So they have that similarity. They never get flustered or anything.
We've talked about this with some of the guys on the defense this year. When you guys make those fourth quarter stands or big red zone.
Or fourth and one or something where we like, you know, everybody's getting on us, we need a play. He gets in the huddle and he's not, there's no nerves, nothing like that. He's just calm. Look, we're going to take care of business.
Straight
no
shooter.
Big deal. Let's do it, you know.
Common adversity. So just like when Brother Muzan gets shot by Omar, and Omar's trying, you expect him to beg for his life, and Brother Muzan's like, you know, I'm comfortable, I'm ready for death, but you got the wrong guy.
And speaking of getting shot by Omar, Brother Muzan after that bounced back, you know, and went on, you know, to carry out whatever they had to carry out. If you didn't hear it earlier, I'm not going to say it again. And D'Amico comes back from injury.
That foot injury a couple seasons ago, bounces back from injury.
What else do we got?
One of the things I like is one of my favorite little aside comments about Brother Muzan is I think it's when he's protecting the towers, he's just sitting on a bench reading a magazine. And Bodhi says, that's real muscle
muscle.
That's what that, you know, having the reputation. And I think D'Amico has that throughout the league.
Absolutely.
People respect the kind of player that he is.
Absolutely.
And he brings a little bit of that reputation to this Eagles defense.
Absolutely. And that brings us to a new segment, new part of the segment, that we have called Favorite Moments in The Wire History. So we're going to do it off of the character that we had. Give me a favorite moment from Brother Muzan.
I think it's got to be when Muzan comes back to meet up with Omar and in his own way, sneaks up on Omar and
outside in a little street,
and
they pull the gun on him, talking about the two.
You know, I see you favor a 45.
Right.
You know, Omar says he's not going to miss from here.
And you think something's getting ready to go down right there, like
they're
both about to get killed.
They're both so calm.
Yeah. You know,
the game is the game, as they say.
Yeah, it was a beautiful moment. Beautiful moment.
It was good. All right. Before we get to today's trivia question, let's talk a little football. This week, you know, it seems like you guys keep getting hit with big-time receivers. This week, no different. Maybe the best in the league in Calvin Johnson. What makes him so special?
Yeah, and it's not going to stop. You look at our schedule. There's someone or a group or something like that every week that, you know, the challenge is there for us. And this is another guy, similar to how we faced Fitzgerald earlier in the year. You know, you get those tall guys that are like 6'5", 6'6", and they just throw it up to them. And, you know, they just go up and try to use their body. That's this guy, you know. And Calvin, he's been doing it for a few years now in the league, and he's one of those difference makers. So it's going to be a good challenge for us, but I think we'll be fine.
And they move him around a little bit. I know they put him in the slot sometimes so he can't get double teamed. He's really the focal point of that offense.
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Anytime you have a player like that, the offense goes as he goes. So we'll have a good plan for him so we can shut that down.
And I know you guys want to get a good taste in your mouths so you have a nice bye week rest.
Going into the bye week, The first thing that Coach Reed said, take the bye week out of your mind. You know, we have to win this game before we even think about anything else. Any injuries that you have, play through them. You know, just show your heart this week. And after that, you get a week off and you get to recharge.
And once again, you're facing a team that's coming off of by themselves in the Lions, just like the Steelers were last week. Although you guys are pretty healthy right now. Everybody was a full participant in practice this week. Mm-hmm. Seems like you are, you know, for 5 weeks into the season, you guys are in pretty good shape.
Yeah, you never sleep on any team that is... you know, has lost a few or anything like that. You know, the Steelers were in that way. I think they were 1-2 or 1-3. 1-2 before facing us and coming off a bye. And now the Lions lost, I think,
one
their last
three. Yeah. But they, you know, they were a playoff team last year. So as
playoff
you said, can't sleep
year.
On them.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's get to this week's trivia question. Last week, we had the question about the name of Herc's confidential informant. That was Fuzzy Dunlop. Because it was, they put it inside a tennis ball.
Did we get? Did somebody get that?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I think three people got it right away.
Okay.
But one was faster than the others.
Okay.
Got the prize being shipped out to them. This week, we're gonna go with something a little different. Brother Muzan. Said, yeah. You know, we see him. He loves that gun. He loves shooting people.
Yeah.
Who is the first person in the wire, in the chronology of the wire, that we see Brother Muzan shoot? That's gonna be the question.
And can we throw a bonus on the end of that question?
If you want to.
So I'm going to give away that this person is a male. It's not a female.
All right.
And who is this person's son? Is that...
Yeah, sure.
Does that work?
Sure.
It's the same guy. Who is his son?
Okay, so give us both of those. And since it's a two-parter, maybe we'll give a little step up of the prize.
Yeah, we'll give you a step up for the prize. It'll be a nice one this week since there's a bonus to it. So.
All right, so that one's going to have to hold you guys over. There's going to be no Bird on a Wire next week for the bye week. We'll be coming back strong in week 8. I think week 8, since we're taking a break, we're going to hit a big one. We're going to go
Week 8's going to be big. You know, we've wavered a little bit.
I think it's time to go Omar next time.
We might have to go Omar. You know, let us know what you think. If you want Omar, if you want Stringer, but let us know. But we might have to go big.
All right. Now I'm the Austin Wall. Bird on a Wire for this week. We've got more on the other side here on Eagles Night.
Catch up. Don't have to worry if you're home.